Well, as you've heard us talking about State Representative Jesse Johnson, he's the architect of the bills that have made Washington the most criminal-friendly state in the country. And we've certainly seen that. Murder rates are at record highs across the state. We're seeing record crime, record number of people trying to evade police. We have car crashes up 31% in our state. We're just seeing carnage all over. And Jesse Johnson has made some very controversial statements in the last day or two. And he has cited the state's second largest police union as supporting his policies. Let me welcome to the show the president of the Washington Fraternal Order of Police, Marco Montablanco, joins us here on the Dory Monson Show. Marco, I appreciate you coming on with me today, sir.
Thank you very much for having me.
Okay, so Jesse Johnson, the comment that I've been talking about for 2 days on my show is he says that police are upset with his bill, some police, because they can't go around killing people. And I have not heard an absolute condemnation from your organization about this. And in fact, I've heard you say that you just don't agree with everything Representative Johnson has to say. Can you clarify for me?
Yes, obviously, as an active working cop myself, you know, hearing a comment like that, you know, does put a pause, you know, and wonder why. Because we understand that 99.9% of our officers leave their homes every day, and they're professional. And they're just wanting to do the right thing, and they don't leave their homes hoping to get into a deadly force encounter. So we understand that. I would love I would hope that Representative Johnson was just commenting based on emotion because of a very heated Twitter war between him and Jason Rantz. But and hopefully at some point he can walk back those statements. But I know at the end of the day, our officers work very, very hard, and we don't go out there wanting to kill people.
Well, how is he going to clarify this? I mean, this isn't just some random person on Twitter. There are a lot of idiots on Twitter. This is a Washington State Democrat legislator, a member of the House, who said that some cops just want to go around killing people. You said you want him to clarify that. What clarification could he make that would make that even remotely acceptable?
You know, I think that's, Representative Johnson, needs to be asked those questions. I think that all of us in law enforcement believe that's not accurate, you know, and you know, he needs to be able to answer truthfully what he really
right.
believes in.
And I've put a call into him, believe me, but you're the one who said that you want him to clarify those comments, and so I'm asking you, what can he say to clarify a comment that some cops just want to go around killing people?
You know, I think the clarification would be that he understands encounters. That's not what they're paid to do. That's not what they get into the professions for.
Okay, but why would you say in your statement that we've worked cooperatively with Jesse Johnson, we were surprised by his comments? I mean, why wouldn't there just be, as the second largest law enforcement organization in the state, why wouldn't there be just an immediate condemnation of a state lawmaker so reckless? So, because I'm trying to defend your profession here, Marco. It's tough enough. I mean, you have a bunch of lawmakers lined against cops. They've made your job almost impossible. Here's the most inflammatory statement I've ever heard from a lawmaker about police officers, and yet he uses your organization to say, look, even the Fraternal Order of Police don't condemn my bill. Why would you play along with him in any way after all this?
You know, the fact of the matter is when it comes to legislators in the legislative process, you know, there's a lot that we have to consider because there's a lot of changes that need to be made, you know, and us getting into a war on Twitter with our legislators only provides a further division. We need to be able to get to the table and talk with each other and not about each other. That's what the FOP's approach has always been. We need to be able to fix these things that make it harder for our law enforcement profession to do their job. And so our job is to go there in the legislative arena and work with our legislators to continue that progress.
Right, but Jesse Johnson's not running for re-election. You're not going to have a chance to sit down with him in the legislative process from here on out. And Marco, I'll tell you, I've talked to a lot of cops the last 24 hours, and they are outraged that Jesse Johnson is using your organization, the Fraternal Order of Police, as justification for his bill, and he tied it in with the statement that some cops just like to kill people. Why wouldn't you condemn that? I mean, I really don't understand this.
Well, he's definitely wrong with what his statement was. We, first of all, from two different fronts, we didn't support all the laws that were enacted. We worked hard on trying to move that needle from where they were going to be to where they ended up. Still wasn't fully where they should have been, and we understand there's pieces of it that we couldn't support. But even last year, trying to work with our legislator to move that needle even further, the FOP played a very important role in that. And so, us supporting all the bills is not accurate. We supported what we could and supported the different sections of what we could, but at the end of the day, we couldn't get there on several of them. The comment that was made about our law enforcement profession is just inaccurate. We are not out there trying to hurt people. We are there trying to provide a service to our communities.
Is there any question, taken on balance? I mean, you say that there are some elements of reform. And every cop I've talked to said, yeah, we're open to reform. We always want to do our job better. To a man, to a woman, I've heard every cop tell me that. But is there any question that, taken on balance, that Jesse Johnson's bill has done far more harm than good? We have murders up dramatically across our state. We lead the nation in car thefts per capita. We lead the nation in police, in people driving away from attempted police stops. Is there any question that this bill has done far more harm than good?
Well, I can tell you that there are many factors of what's caused more harm than good, to include some of our new laws that we've had. But one of the things that we're not really talking about is what the Blake decision has done to our profession.
I've talked about decriminalizing drugs.
Yeah. Yeah.
I've talked about that a lot. I'm just not talking about that today because I'm talking about Jesse Johnson. I'm mm-hmm. talking about his bill. I'm talking about this becoming the most criminal friendly state in the country.
Well, but there's many factors and reason why our crime rates are up, to include some of these laws. Several different factors, Blake decision, like I mentioned, but also look at our lack of officers on the streets. We're about 20% down in manpower throughout the state. And if you really put that in the context, having 20% down means that we're not a proactive police force anymore. We're not a proactive police force. We are a reactive police force, and that needs to be addressed. And one of the ways that we're trying to address that this next legislative session is regional academies. Regional academies would greatly impact how people are going to be able to sit behind.
Mm-hmm. Yes, I'm all for that. Washington has fewer cops per capita than any state in the country, but I would contend that a big chunk of that is politicians who say outrageous inflammatory things like Jesse Johnson's. I mean, here's the bottom line, Mark. I know we're about out of time here, but bottom line is Jesse Johnson has caused a lot of harm, in my view, with his laws. There were opportunities for the legislature to fix some elements, the most dangerous elements, in this last session. They chose not to because there are a lot of radicalized Democrats in Olympia who actually like this havoc, who like us being a criminal-friendly state. And that's why I don't understand your police organization not just blanketly condemning this and just kind of soft pedaling the way that I've heard you do, saying you want to talk with him more, that you've reached out to him, that you have worked cooperatively. I don't understand how this is going to make our state and my listeners any safer.
Well, I understand what you're talking about, Dorian. And quite frankly, our approach with any legislator, and I understand he's not there anymore, but we need to be able to be at that table and talk to people respectfully. Understand that sometimes these comments only cause more harm than good, which I can agree with that, and our organization can agree with that. These are not comments that help the situation. But what helps the situation is getting into the legislative arena, being at the table, and trying to work on very complex issues, you know, in a very professional manner that would benefit public safety.
I'm all for that, Marco. I just believe that when Jesse Johnson says that some cops just want to kill people, it puts police officers at risk. There are people listening who aren't state legislators who hear somebody they consider respectable saying that cops just want to kill people, and they're the ones who are most likely to act out with violence against cops. And I think this is... I'm really surprised that I seem more upset about this than you do. What's that?
Well, you know, I like I said, I'm a working cop, Dory. I'm a working cop, and that and those type of comments make me upset too. But what is, where is the best place that we address these things? We need to address this place, all these issues in the legislative arena. Those and yes, those comments are not does not reflect what we all believe.
Got it. All right, Marco, I really appreciate you coming on with me today. Thanks for taking the time.
Thank you, sir.
All right, Marco Monteblanco, he is the president of the Washington Fraternal Order of Police. I'd love to hear your thoughts about all this. You can text me at 888-973-CHIRO, 888-973-5476. Lots more to come here on the Dory Monson Show.